Boy, it was lovely weather this morning. You should have seen the early morning sun hit the trees of autumn around Glenmire. It was stunning, and I took a photograph and I tweeted it, and it was gorgeous. And now it's pissing. It is absolutely starting to bucket down in Cork city centre, and I'm scuttling along the pavement here, past Lord Ashley Home, past Marks and Spencer's, across the way from the Carphone warehouse, a pharmacy, a music store, Easton's. The whole place is full of little shops, and I'm on my way to buy a child's birthday present. She's 6 years old, not my own daughter, never met her before in my life. It's a girl, and she's somebody in my daughter's school. One of these life begins of going to children's birthday parties with people you never met before in your life. But the main thing I want to talk to you about is the weather. It's just overcast now. I've misled you, and you probably think I'm walking through a torrential downpour, but no, this is a torrential downpour about to happen, and it's just about as exciting as that. Have a listen to the streets. Did you pick up that little snippet? I suppose it's probably sharp practice to go around listening in on other people's conversations on Audioboo on a Saturday morning. But to be honest, I just poured myself out of Cork Coffee Roasters, where I ran into a man from Boston, a lovely, lovely man from Boston who does something like meditation or yoga. No, he's a yoga teacher, and he married somebody in Ireland, and I ran into him there, and I haven't seen him in a while, and I have this big wish to go to Boston. So I'm kind of latch on to anyone who has anything to do with Boston to in case there'd be an opportunity for or a way of making it easy for me to go to Boston. I'm now walking the back streets. I'm now down the back of Brown Thomas. I'm looking at Samsonite travel cases, and right next door to that is a toy shop which is offering 50% off. We have a T-Series helicopter. I wonder if that is giving money off. Then there's a place called Bana Thai Restaurant. Absolutely no idea what that place is like. You see, I'm just kind of amusing myself with walking past, noticing people on the streets, and trying to get to this toy shop as quickly as possible, because I have to, within about another 15 minutes, get back to pick up my daughter, who's gone to music theatre. She's going to be on the stage someday, and she does dance on a Saturday morning, and she follows the dance by music theatre. So that's the kind of day you have here. Now there's another shop called Right Away. It looks like it's full of nice little things to do with writing and drawing and stuff like that. And then there's a place called Formative Fun, where learning is child play. That's a very nice child shop. And next to it is Smith's. So hang on, which am I going to go into? Smith's, which is the mega store, or Formative Fun, where learning... I'm going to go into the small shop with the local owner and see whether I can get something here for a six-year-old child. I'll talk to you later. Oh, I'm so glad I made the choice I made. I'm now in the little toy shop, and I have been introduced to a thing called sand art. And these are for... this is something I've never heard of before, and I would never have found. And it's an easy to do sand art kit. It's sticky boards. Kids can make something of it. They can make up pictures. It looks like you put them in a frame, and you get something nice. So I bought the butterfly one, which is very pink, and the fish one, which is very blue, at a very reasonable price. Right, I'm back on the streets again, and just to summarise, that was Formative Fun, which I'd highly recommend. Right, back on the streets, walking back through the rain, back to... What can I tell you about? There's nothing really I want to tell you about. I've already done enough telling in my life. Yeah, we do too much telling. Certainly I do. Broadcasting. So here you are, just the sound of... They are black boots. I see people collecting for the Mercy Hospital here with their baskets and offering you stickers. But I'm rushing through here. I see somebody in a Callaway Golf umbrella, and I'm a little bit jealous. I could do with that. We're promised a hurricane. Absolutely, we're promised a hurricane. Ireland doesn't often get hurricanes. I'm not sure if most people here would know a hurricane if it hit them. We have, after all, been hit by hurricanes by Sean Fitzpatrick and some of these horrid Banco types who were driven demented for bonus and drove the whole of our society into debt because of their wish to increase their annual bonuses. And anyway, look, I'm not going to do a rant. Hi. That man, I just wanted to see if he would yell out, "Hecko!" I can't do it at all. But here, cross the road, go over to Easton's and buy a six-year-old a card for a six-year-old. That seems to be it. Oh yeah, try this. That's the sound that you get when you're going to cross the road in Cork. Right, here we are. I'm going into Easton's and I'm going to say goodbye to you all. Paul O'Mahony, keeping dry.